Stormwood & Associates is a production of the Nerd & Tie Podcast Network. For more podcasts from actual play to true crime to witchcraft, go to nerdandtie.com or join our community on Discord by finding an invite at nerdandtie.com/discord. In pursuit of a stolen magical object, Stormwood & Associates Field Team 623 stepped into a tear between realities and vanished. They found themselves trapped in another plane, facing a reality that was not their own, and driven to avoid dark forces they don't understand. And so, Team 623 finds themselves leaping from world to world, striving to put right what they find wrong, and hoping each time that their next jump will be the jump home. Stormwood & Associates stars Celeste Startwin as Dee, Gen Proc as Obi, Trey Dorn as Amy, and Becca Johnson as Liz Stormwood. Previously on Stormwood & Associates. Team's in a constructed reality. They used to be together, now they're split up, and they're talking to various things. Dee's kind of on an adventure, having broken out of jail with a friend from her past. Again, none of this is real. Dee thinks she's time-traveled for reasons, but none of this is actually real. Amy has been confronted with, it tried to confront her with childhood trauma, but she just didn't go inside the house, and so she's been trying to reason out what she's dealing with. And Obi has been having a conversation with a version of Regency Obi from an earlier arc. And that's what's happening.
You keep asking me what I want. Is there anything you want?
I want to go on adventures.
Let's go on an adventure then.
Okay.
Where should we go?
Let's go...
We don't even have to go anywhere that I've been. We could go somewhere completely new.
Well,
you
no.
Just make it up right on the spot. That's what we call imagination.
Okay.
The ability to think of brand new things that have never been thought before. Not just reusing the old memories in my head.
I could do that? We could you do could... that?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
You can create your own world.
Huh. Amy.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is a weird thing to ask. But could you stop being Bill and pick someone else? Because it's like really distracting trying to having a conversation. Like when you're Bill's really hot. It's really distracting. Please be somebody else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can do that. Is there someone you want me to be?
Someone who I don't want to make out with, preferably.
Okay.
Amy's riding the horny bus and she wants to get off.
She has such a massive crush on Bill Carpathia that she had a very hard time being normal around him in real life. So a version that she knows is constructed out of her own memory, it's making her uncomfortable.
Because,
like, I also feel like you maybe have the emotional experience of a child, and it's making me really creeped out.
So just like anybody, like pick my fifth grade science teacher. Don't care.
He's your fifth grade science teacher.
Oh, great, Mr. Hartman. Awesome. Okay, so. We're dealing with, it's just like a middle-aged white guy. All right, so you don't have any experiences. So like, do you have experiences prior to our arrival?
No.
Okay. Cool. So you were just a... So when we first arrived in this reality, we experienced a moment of nothingness. Not darkness, because the truck was not illuminating. It was nothingness. When we arrived in the truck, were we actually in the truck when we got out of the truck? Like, did we actually disembark the truck? Or are we still in the truck? The physical four-wheeled vehicle that we entered, think, whatever reality this is.
I think you're still in the truck.
Cool. Okay. Good to know. Are you able to perceive any of the readouts in the truck? Or is that something you can't do? Okay, I'm going to think of something that's in the truck, right? Okay. I'm visually picturing a portion of the display. This display is always on. All right. And there is a number ticking down on it. Do you know what that number says? Like, if you can't see it, just tell me that. But if you can see it, can you tell me what that number is?
I can't see.
Okay.
I can't see the truck. I can't see.
Can you see
you.
Onyx?
I can't see it. No, I mean, Onyx is there.
Is Onyx experiencing this?
No.
So Onyx isn't here. I mean, he's in the truck. But he's not. So when I... So that was you.
Well, it was me.
When I interacted with Onyx, after we arrived here, that was you and not me.
It was Onyx as much as it was Liz, as much as it was Obi and Dean.
No. But you said you can't interact with Onyx, right? Onyx did stuff after we got here. We got out of the truck, Onyx around, and then we put Onyx back in the truck.
No. You're all still in the truck.
No. But we had the experience of getting out of the truck, right? Like, I'm physically in the truck right now. My body is, but the experience I'm having right now is I'm on a street, right?
Right.
So when we arrived here, we felt like we got out of the truck, right?
It was Onyx's mind.
So Onyx was experiencing that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure I understand. Okay. He's kind of unique out of the five of us, because he's also me, but he's also separate. Like, his brain is in my brain.
Oh.
But he perceives through his own eyes that are separate from... But he's a part of my subconscious. So I don't have conscious control of him, but he is a part of me who exists physically outside of my body. Through magic. He's a construct, an extension of my personal soul.
Yes.
Right. No, I just want to make sure that you understand. So we're talking like metaphysical issues here that I'm like not necessarily I'm trying to figure out the baseline based off of my experiences, but we are a little bit outside of the ballpark right now. You know what I mean? And that was not a like actual question. That was rhetorical. You know what I mean? What is the nature? I'm trying to come up with questions that I think you might be able to actually answer. Because we're running into a wall where you may not have the vocabulary to explain your experiences. You know what I mean? It's...
I know what you mean because I know what you mean.
It's a thing I say.
Okay.
If you know what I mean, you also know that when I say you know what I mean, that I'm not actually, like, asking you for, like, direct. I'm just trying to, like, it's a verbal tick. It is a space yes. filler that we humans use while processing language because we use it as a form of social communication. And I'm really trying not to say it again. So you exist somehow within a space, in some form, you existed, but your experiences didn't begin until we arrived. I guess, like, are we Cisco on the wormhole? Is that what happened? Introducing linear time to a being that had never experienced linear time before?
That sounds not unlike what's going on right now, I guess.
Okay. So we entered a reality where you existed and time had not existed, but we are beings, me and my friends, we are beings who exist within four-dimensional space, right? You know, height, depth, width, and then time.
Look, okay, I can see this with that. I can see that you're remembering this thing from the TV show. I can understand what's going on in the TV show. I know.
Right. Okay. I just kind of stand back, like, okay, so like, what you do need to understand is that part of the way I think is I process things verbally.
Okay.
That's a part of how my brain works. So sometimes right. I'm going to say stuff you already okay. know.
Sure.
I am reminding myself and puzzling things out. This is how my brain works. I know that you wrote me up for talking too much in class, Mr. Hartman. I know this. All right.
Okay.
All right. So is there any way you can get me back with, like, the experiences of my friends? Right now I've got... Why do you separate us?
It seems like the good way to get to know you.
Well, I mean... Again, we've got a problem. I mean, first off, like, in my experience, the best way to get to know people is to, like, actually just, like, ask them and not, like, put on charades and put them outside their childhood homes where massive trauma happened. Like, trauma is a thing we have to process and get through when it happens, but, like, that doesn't mean we enjoy reliving it. Not fun.
Okay. Noted.
God. Fucking Mr. Hartman. You get why it's imperative that we at some point experience what our actual physical bodies are experiencing, right? How much time has passed in the real world while we've been here? Is time passing the same way? Because I'm realizing that our conception of time varies based on waking or not waking and physical experience. Are we experiencing time in actual, or are we experiencing a different time than what's actually passing for our bodies?
I don't know if time is passing. It's always been like this. It's never been like this.
Right, but there are two frames of reference, right? There is our physical actual, and then there is the experience I'm having, right?
Okay.
Right, we've established that. Is time passing the same for the physical actual as it is in this experience? I'm not saying what's normal, what's not normal. I'm just saying comparing two points.
I don't think time is passing.
Okay. I'm sorry that one of your first experiences of people is D. I'm really sorry that one of your first experiences of people is D.
D's fun.
She's fun, but oh god, I'm really sorry that one of your experiences is me. Oh god.
Yeah, you're mean.
Yeah, that's not the part I'm worried about. Okay. Well, you get that, why I'm mean, though, right?
I do.
It's because I'm scared.
So am I. Okay. And we're moving over back to D. You're going to Stormwood and Associates. Okay, you get there, right?
Okay,
you get to the... You've been to the building before.
Yeah.
So you know what it looks like, parts of it.
In theory, they could draw from any of our memories and layouts of those buildings, but yeah.
It has been a while. Okay, this is real. This place is real. Told you.
Stormwood Associates is famous. It's like being told that Macy's is real.
Look, we're gonna get
the Pinkertons
I'm gonna
are real. The Pinkertons are the best analog here. They still exist.
I'm not comfortable with us being associated with the Pink. Anyway. Okay, so D pulls up to the employee parking area.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna figure this out. He gets out of the vehicle. Do 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 something about my back door. Okay, I'm ready.
Do 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 do.
So they head toward the building.
Okay, going in the building.
Is there any security cards or anything that I have to do?
I mean, there's a public lobby.
It's a lobby. Yeah.
Okay. We wander into the lobby then.
You actually never got issued your security badge. You
this
ended
is
up
true.
In a thing. So
yeah.
You were never in a part of the building that required a security badge.
It's in the truck. It's in the folder behind the seat. that was next.
I mean, Amy has a security badge only because she had one already.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Obi...
So, yeah, Obi and D do not have their security badges.
Yeah, those are in the truck.
Well, D walks in. You're going to see, basically, they can't get anything done around here without me.
What? You were there for 5 minutes. You didn't even fill out your tax forms yet.
Wilson doesn't know that.
Who knows what version of things D remembers? Oh god, yeah, because it's going to be based off of D's recollection.
Uh-huh.
D thinks D's important. So the people there are going to think D's important. Because that's how D remembers it. I really want to know what D's memory of Kel sounds like.
Okay.
Irish?
Okay,
is
so you're going... So we're going in here? Yes. All right. Okay. Yeah, there's a lobby. And you're going to go up to what?
I'm going to walk into the lobby and go up to the place that I remember the interview was at.
Okay.
Yeah, let's think about what your interview was. Your interview would have been with, like, a mid-level person from legal? And Kel.
Or rather, I guess what I meant to say was going to where orientation was.
That's
before.
A conference room on the second floor, I think.
Okay.
I'm
going up to the second floor.
It was like either second or third floor. It was in the bottom. It was a height that would not damage you jumping based off of fall damage. So it's within the first three stories.
Okay.
That was calculated.
As you're doing this, I think the receptionist and like a security guard make some like quarter-hearted motions to like, hey, stop. But they know they're not supposed to, actually. So, yeah. You go back up to that to the
conference room.
That conference room. Okay.
Yep, second floor conference
okay.
room.
Okay. Liz is there. Oh my God, D. Is that you? Hang on. She taps her glasses. Okay, I think it's you. I don't know.
What do you mean? It's me. I don't know what. Liz, I'm just happy I found you. I'm pretty sure I time traveled. But if I time traveled, I don't know how you recognize me because I time traveled to where you haven't met me yet.
Okay. This you've not time traveled, okay?
I have
still
time traveled. I was in jail for that thing that I did.
Wilson's
and
still with you.
Look, I even have Wilson here. See, this is Wilson.
I don't know Wilson.
Of course
okay.
You don't. That's proof that I've time traveled.
When would I have known Wilson? How is that proof that you time traveled that I don't know him? This
exactly. He's someone who I used to hang out with, but you wouldn't know. Thus, foolproof proof that I have time traveled. You're welcome. You're acting spuriously. I don't think you believe me.
I do believe you.
Well,
and
see, I didn't.
How I know that it's you. This is how I know that it's you. Okay.
I didn't think I time traveled at first, you see. But then, I didn't think I did. But then, I was in this jail cell where I was before I, you know, was on parole and I ended up working with you guys. And clearly I traveled back in time because that's what makes sense. So I broke out of jail with a toilet cannon, and I hot-wired a car to get here.
Okay. We need to try to find the others, I guess.
Yeah, Wilson's been actually kind of acting off. I'm not sure.
But here's the thing.
Date that guy.
I don't know how we would find the others. They may not be in this. There may not be any way to actually get to them, you know.
What do you mean there's no way to get to them? Did they time travel too? Are we lost in different points in time?
We're still in whatever we were in, okay? This is not
no, we weren't Earth. In the county lockup.
This is not Earth. This is not Chicago. This is whatever thing or place or being we were in when we were in the weird fantasy village, okay?
I just think it's really novel. You're the one talking about being inside of a being instead of me for once. I'm kind of rare. I'm sorry, that was uncalled for. Anyway.
I don't know if we can get to them, because...
Oh, how could we not? That's what I said. They're different. Do we need to invent a time machine? How are they not with us?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
not okay. Because we don't know where they are.
I was at a wedding.
What?
Okay. I was at a wedding. I was at my wedding.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh.
And then it... Yeah. It didn't go great. But then it stopped. I fucking stopped it. Okay.
You stopped the wedding?
And then I was here. And then I was here. And then you walked in. Okay?
Then I... Oh, okay. That's a weird order. I mean, like I said, yes. I was in county lockup. And Wilson, who again has been acting weird, acted like it was super normal that I just did things that I actually haven't done in... Unless it was several years ago. And so clearly time travel. So you got flung to the future where the wedding was, and I got flung to the past.
Yes, let's say that. Yes. I don't think there's time travel involved, but yes.
My point is that I didn't come here.
You drove here.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Car hat one.
So I don't know if we can get to them.
Okay, have we tried calling them? I don't have a phone right now. They took it at the county lockup.
I tried. There's no answers.
No.
I can detect that they're around, but we can't communicate with them. We can't touch them. We can't... Nothing.
Okay, what if I don't know. You know, I invented a toilet cannon today. I bet I could invent a time machine and we could find them. Then when we find the truck again, it'll be time and space.
Okay.
Can be our CARDIS.
You invented a toilet cannon?
Yeah, I had to get out of jail somehow, so I invented a toilet cannon. You can't
travel. That sounds great.
It's super cool.
I would like to move back over to Obi. So Obi.
Yep.
You and Obi are talking about imagination and creating stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so where do you want to go? What kind of mystery do you want to solve?
Oh. Let's solve the mystery of the missing, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not good at this.
It's okay. You just need practice.
I've never made anything new.
We can do it together.
Okay.
So let's think of a place. A place okay. that's not here.
Okay. I know. The world where you guys were at the inn. And there was a wizard and a cowboy. I love cowboys. Cowboys are cool.
Cowboys are cool. Heck yeah.
Okay. Is that new?
Well, what if we made a cowboy? But he wasn't with the wizard. In that way.
Okay.
World.
And he has octopus arms.
Yeah.
What if they all have octopus arms?
What if everybody has octopus arms?
Whoa.
See? You got it already.
Okay. Okay, I think we can do this.
Yeah!
All right. And what else?
We've got octopus-armed cowboys.
Octopus-armed cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And there's skeletons. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and the things, the Romulans.
Yeah, they could be there too.
Sure, why not? Okay. Wait, Romulans aren't new.
No. But if we gave
Marulans.
Marulans, yeah!
Okay, yep. There we go.
You got the hang of it already.
Yeah.
It's so easy and fun to use your imagination and come up with new things.
Yeah. It is. Okay. What do you want to do next?
We could use our imaginations to... play pretend. We're
okay.
It like nothing's real and there's nothing actually there, but you just imagine it in your mind and pretend it's all there, right?
Right. If it's in my mind, it's just there.
Yeah, but then you can, like, pretend to interact with it.
If I'm pretending to interact with it, I'm just interacting with it.
Like, you think you're creating it for real, real? Like, something out of
Maybe.
Nothing? Because that would be really cool.
I don't know. But it seems like that's what everyone else. That's what Amy and you, all of it seems to be putting it that way.
Well, that's because we're trying to make sense of it, and that's one way that like we could make sense of it all is if there's a being that's just creating there's a creation being, and that would be you. Which would be cool if it's true, but if it's not, it's okay.
Okay. Obi?
Yeah.
Sorry.
For what?
I thought that if I had you alone, we could, it would, you know, be better. We could talk and we could have fun and go on adventures. But it seems like you guys didn't want to be apart like this.
Well, no, not really. We're a bit of a team. I mean, I'm sure you know from our memories that the four of us, you know, we're kind of lost in space, you could say. We all got taken away from our home universe, and we're trying to get back to it. So, I mean, in that sense, we're all kind of just sticking together because we have, we share a goal.
You're going to leave.
And you don't want that, do you?
I don't know what's going to happen.
Neither do I.
Because before you guys, I don't think there was anything here.
You think that if we'll leave, you won't exist anymore.
I'm scared.
I get you. But the thing is, you'll always exist to me. No matter where I am, you know, and no matter what universe I'm in, I'm always going to have the memories that I shared with you, you know? Eating ice cream, watching Star Trek, coming up with octopus cowboys. Here, can I show you something?
Okay.
And Obi rummages in his backpack. Unbeknownst to the other members of the party, Obi has, like, this entire time been drawing and writing in his notebooks a comic book of their adventures.
Oh, cool.
And so he shows it to other Obi, and he's like, I haven't drawn it yet, but I'm going to put you in this, and I'm going to keep it forever. And it'll be a physical reminder to me of the time I spent with you. So in a sense, you'll never be gone from me. I mean, I don't know if we can take you with us, but I'll always have a part of you with me.
Okay. That's something.
Yeah, and I know that's scary. And the unknown is super scary. I mean, every time we go through our rift, it's pretty scary because we don't know where we're going to end up. We're really lucky to have, you know, not get, like, instantly crushed. Or, like, have something terrible happen to us when we enter a new universe.
Like, end up in New Jersey.
But you know what?
So
sometimes
you just gotta be brave.
Sometimes you just gotta do it scared.
Okay. Then let's I can do this, I think.
Here.
Amy, D, and Liz, you all are suddenly transported to where the Obies are.
My time machine works.
What the? There's no
travel involved in any of this, Dee. What is wrong with you?
Oh yeah. Well, how do you explain?
I've been telling her.
This is separated.
You're sitting in the truck. You're sitting in the driver's seat of the truck right now. None of this is actually physically. We're experiencing this, but none of this is physical.
I was somewhere where I walk over to Dee and slap her. Before, ow!
You felt pain, but that wasn't my hand hitting your face. Okay, all right, calm down, Dee.
That is not helpful.
Is that Liz admonishing me?
Yes.
Okay, I see. I gotta check because you don't do voices, so I gotta. I don't know. It helped me.
Okay.
Did it though?
So yeah, it's the Onyx 2.
Oh, where the fuck were you? What was the bird experiencing?
I just want to say, while those three are fighting, Obi's gonna go over to Obi. And give him a pack of gushers.
Thanks, Obi.
I know it may feel like it, but you're not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you have the information from all of our unprocessed trauma in your head.
It's a lot.
Sure is. And there are certain things I wish I could prevent you from knowing.
But you also know how good Kat is. And probably a bunch of other
things. I can imagine doing Kat.
You 100% can imagine doing ketamine.
You can imagine doing Kat.
I'm gonna imagine it's that village, and there's tentacle armed cowboys and Marulans, and I'm gonna do Ket. Okay.
I will say,
but like, remember to microdose. Don't like get, because if you use the same things too many times, you'll get it like real addicted. You gotta space it out.
And I'm just gonna if you've got once you've been doing it for a while, if you feel like. So if you go, there's a drummer named Sarah. A lot of fun. Good memories. Not going to go talk about that more in front of Obi.
Okay, but I'm supposed to do things that are new. Anyway, I had a really good time.
Here's the thing about creation.
With all of you guys.
Inspiration.
Except for you.
Experience.
What?
Okay. Except for me. Wait, I'm...
No. I mean, yes, you were mean, but I mean Liz.
Oh.
Her brain's messed up.
Oh, I know, right?
I don't know what What's wrong with that?
Here, you want okay. What? She doesn't have memories of some of this stuff, but there is so go back to the time at the IHOP when she laid into that waiter. Like that's like the prime example.
You laid into a waiter at an IHOP?
I mean, to be fair, the waiter was a dick.
Okay.
There's like the full context. I'll tell you later.
Huh.
Right.
It's mostly funny.
Okay. I just mean her brain. I couldn't, like, I stopped being able to read it. I don't know.
Oh. Liz, what did you do?
What? I didn't do anything. Okay. There was a whole thing at the wedding, and then it just stopped. I stopped it. And then I was there with Dee.
God damn it, Liz.
Anyway. What? Okay. Doesn't matter.
I invented a toilet cannon.
Listen. Okay. Obi?
Yeah.
Other Obi, I mean. Can you please get us out of here? And the other Obi looks just looks sad.
Obi's gonna go and hold his hand.
Obi's afraid that if he lets us go, he's not gonna exist anymore.
Yeah, but to be fair, if it, you'd have to keep existing with us. Do you really want me around?
That's a really good point, Amy. And suddenly, the truck and its inhabitants are flung through the portal and find themselves, who knows?
Somewhere.
Yes.
Because we don't know who's jamming the next session, so we set no definitives.
Yep.
Stormwood & Associates is a production of Nerd & Tie. You can find more information at nerdandtie.com/stormwood. You can also find us on social media at Nerd & Tie on Twitter, nerdandtie.tumblr.com, and facebook.com/nerdandtie. This podcast can be subscribed to on anywhere that major podcasts are found, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and quite a few other places, and anywhere that takes an RSS feed as well. Hey, while you're still here, let me tell you about another podcast on the Nerd & Tie Network, and that's Let's Be Legendary. Let's Be Legendary, the Fey Wild West, is a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play game, so an actual play game like this one, but like, you know, in a system people actually use in the real world. Set in a homebrew Wild West steampunk world, the Fey Wild West follows two people discovering what it means to be in a relationship, all the while seeking revenge and learning the truth of their pasts. Let's Be Legendary podcast is an LGBTQ+ podcast with both main and minor characters, as well as players falling under the queer blanket. A heavy RP game with a focus on story and characters. And you can hear it every week here on the Nerd & Tie Network, and you can find all their subscription information and links at nerdandtie.com/legendary.